I was riding home on my scooter the other day when I noticed a poster advertising an interactive exhibition on fair trade. I took note of the venue and of the press person's telephone number, because I think buying fair trade products is one way we can really help make a difference to the lives of farmers and workers in some of the world's poorest countries. And I was curious about the initiative. The press person told me I was welcome to come along, but warned me, the exhibition is really for school children. It foresees a virtual journey with dressing up and role-playing.
Valentina and me, we tried to transfer the contents of fair trade in the exhibition in order to make the children participate and understand these contents by having fun.
That's Irene Fisco. She worked on the organizational aspects of the exhibition, whilst her colleague, Valentina Di Odoardo, was partly responsible for thinking up the project and took care of the animation. The two girls showed me around, and Valentina explained what happens when the children arrive.
What do the children do? They get here?
They get here, and then we divide the class in three groups. One group goes to, they play, you know, to go to Ghana, another group to Pakistan, and the third group to Ecuador.
Each child is given a badge with a flag of the country he or she will be travelling to and receives background information regarding the social and economic reality he or she will be dealing with.
They meet three actors that are special actors because they come from that country or that area. And these three actors tell them a story in first person as a producer of three products.
What products are they?
Yeah, banana for Ecuador, football for Pakistan, and cocoa for Ghana.
Each group is then shown into a role-playing area where the Ecuadorians and the Ghanaians are exploited farmers, working long hours for very little pay. Whilst in Pakistan, the children act out the sad lives of child workers, manufacturing footballs for the profit of multinational companies in the West.
And then they tell them the transformation of their condition from traditional trade to fair trade. And they tell them the change of their condition because they become active part of the process where they can decide how many hours they need to work, how does it cost the product. This in Ghana and in Ecuador.
In Pakistan, it's the arrival of an officer from the International Labour Organization that makes change possible.
So someone from the International Labour Organization comes to the factory,
yeah,
and
find out that there are children that are working. So tell them that they need to stop to work because they have rights, human rights for children, and they should go to school, play, and so on. And tell them that it's not fair, you know, that they are working there.
At this point, the journey continues and the children change their guise.
They go in another place where an animator tells them to transform themselves in products.
So they become a banana or
some cocoa,
or a football.
That's right. And then they leave their countries to go to Europe. And they make this trip on a boat where there are a lot of other containers with the principal brands like Nike or whatever. This place represents the trip of these products, but at the same time the space that the fair trade has in the global trade, which is very, 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 very small. So the children travel very tight, and the actor tell them nobody is going to buy you because you have no brand, or your brand, it's not known.
The problem is he's right.
Yeah. And then after this trip, they arrive in two locations. One is the supermarket or world shop, which is a shop specialized in this product.
Valentina told me that once the children, who at this point are playing the part of a banana, a cocoa product, or a football, find a place on the shelf of a supermarket or of a world shop, they play a game in which they discover their fate. And that is whether someone will actually buy them or whether they will be left to rot away. Irene wraps it all up.
Actually, this is the end of the game because they have been farmers or children at work. They have produced their products in an unfair and then in a fair way. They have traveled around the world and they have been sold or thrown away in a workshop or in a supermarket.
The journey is over, but there's time for reflection and thought.
We have organized a space in which they can sit and talk with another operator about what they have lived and what they have learned. So they just talk about if they have had fun and if they have learned something. And they talk about what they generally buy.
Finally, each child is asked to leave a message to the consumer expressing his or her own ideas on trade and exploitation.
Most of them, they write down buy fair products because they don't use children in labor, or this banana because there is no pesticide on it. But in the discussion, sometimes happen that children say, like, yeah, okay, I understood everything. I understand that it's not fair, it's not right that children work, but I like Nike, you know?
But that's okay, says Valentina. The exhibition's aim is not to brainwash the children.
We just want to make them think. So maybe yesterday you didn't know that this shoe, it's made by children. Now you know. So maybe now you don't care, but thinking tomorrow or the day after, you maybe could change your idea. And maybe you will not buy anymore these products. That's it.
And that's really what CHIES is all about. CHIES, by the way, is the non-profit, non-governmental organisation both Valentina and Irene work for, the organisation behind the exhibition.
CHIES stands for Centre of Information and Education to Development. And this organisation aims particularly to the education to development, which is a very important part of education today, because it's important to inform children of what is going in the world and to help them to confront it with a global world, with the other cultures in particular.
I asked Irene how fair trade is faring in Europe.
I think it's growing very much because awareness is growing. Recent studies made by economists has shown that the more and more people know about trade and about how it works and how it affects people's life, especially in the south of the world, the more they want to buy products of which they know they are not made by exploitation of workers or children. So awareness is growing, and also in the European institutions. In the last July, European Commission passed a resolution about fair trade to recognize a particular role to fair trade in the global trade, because it is a way to make social accountability more important in trade.
And wrapping up, Irene told me what the hope of all those involved in fair trade is for the future.
In the future, maybe fair trade will vanish because all trade will be fair.
And surely, that is the wish of many consumers as well, and something we can all work towards with ease. Next time you buy biscuits, tea, coffee, juice, fruit, or a pair of tennis shoes, ask yourselves, what is the true price of your purchase? Who is it who is really making the profit? And why not choose a label that is also a guarantee that at least some disadvantaged farmers and workers in the developing world are getting a better deal?